Welcome to Masecha Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 7, Mishnah 8. Just a very brief introduction. Biblically, a person never has to swear unless the person claiming from him has a Tainas Vadai. They have a certain, clear, concrete claim from them. But if they say they come and they say, I think you owe me money, or I'm not sure, but I think you may be cheating me, etc., etc., Midaraisa, biblically, you don't have to swear. The Chachamim came along and they instituted that there's certain situations where even if the claimer is not 100% sure, nevertheless, the halacha is, he can still make the opposing fellow, the claimant, swear to him. And let's see, this mission, the Mishnah gives a bunch of different examples. Ve'edu, the coming situations, nishpoim shalei betaina, they swear even though they don't have a taina zvadai, they don't have a definitive claim. For example, hashutafin. Let's say you have partners, and one of the partners feels that the other one is cheating from him. He can approach him and he could say to him, listen, I'm not sure, but I think you're cheating from me. Swear to me, and the fellow has to swear to him. Varisim, sharecroppers. That means to say somebody who accepts upon himself to work a certain field, and they give a percentage to the owner, a shlish, a revia, a third, a quarter of the produce of what the field produces. Now the halacha is, if the owner is concerned that maybe the sharecropper is cheating him, and he's not giving him the percentage that he made up, he can say, I'm not sure, but you should swear to me, and this way I'll know that you're not cheating me. Vapatrapin, and similarly, a fellow that's appointed by Beis Din to oversee somebody else's property. So that would be, let's say you have Yisaimim, you have orphans, and there you have a Yerusha, they have a real estate that they inherit. So the halacha is the Beis Din would appoint an apotropos, they'd appoint an individual to oversee the estate. So the halacha is we can make that fellow swear that he's not taking, you know, skimming the top of the pot and taking some stuff for himself, that he's 100% doing it for the Yisaimim, for the orphans. Also, Va'isha Anoisis Fanisenes B'Sei Chabayis, a woman who does business in the home. That means to say, let's say her husband has a store, or he has an estate, and he appoints his own wife as the storekeeper, or to oversee the estate. The husband's able to make his wife swear that she's being honest in the store, and that she's not pilfering money from the coffers and putting it into her purse without permission. Oben habayis. And similarly, if you have a bunch of brothers that got a Yerusha, they got an inheritance, and one of them is taking care, he's overseeing it. The rest of the brothers can make him swear that he's being honest and that he's dividing and taking care of what things the way that they're supposed to. Why is that? Because in this situation, that brother could be Meir Heter. He could justify it to himself and say, listen, you know, I'm taking care. It's only right that I should get a larger percentage than the rest of the brothers. Therefore, the halacha is they can make him swear. Says the Mishnah, Om Aloi, if let's say one of the aforementioned said to the claimer, Ma tatayaneni, what are you claiming from me? And now the claimer says, Ritzoni sheti shavali, my claim is that you should swear to me that you're not holding any money that belongs to me. Chayiv, in this situation, the claimant would have to swear. Continues the Mishnah, Chalku hashutfim v'harisim. Let's say you have partners, and they absolve the partnership, and each one takes 50% of the business. Similarly, if you have an aris, a sharecropper, but they kind of part ways, or any of the aforementioned cases, ein yachal hashpia. Once the chalukah, once the division is over and each one's living their own life, one of them can't come to the other and say, you know what, I think you took more than you were supposed to get. I think you were only supposed to take 50% of the partnership and you took 55%. Because once it's over and there's no more right to make him swear. However, says the Mishnah, let's say that fellow, your former partner, has to swear for you about something else. I don't know, he was a shomer. He was a watchman and something happened and now he has to swear. So we have a concept, as we've seen earlier in the Masechta, called Gilgul Shvua, which means to say you can roll another shvua on top of a previous shvua. So as long as you can make him swear for something else, then you can also make him swear now for the partnership that was absolved, even though halachically normally you can't. But once he's swearing, you can make him swear. Concludes the Mishnah with a big chiddush. V'hashviyas mishametas es hashvua. That when Shemitah, the seventh sabbatical year, comes along, it takes away an outstanding shvua. Now the Gemara explains that we're talking about a very specific case. This case is talking about, let's say you have a fellow that claims from somebody else that I lent you money, and you didn't pay me back. And the fellow says, I did, I paid you back 50% of the loan. So halacha is he's called a moedin nikta, someone that admits partially, and he has to swear. Now the halacha is, let's say he never ended up swearing, and Shemitah comes along, the sabbatical year comes along, the same way that Shemitah takes away a loan, it also takes away the obligation for a person to make a shvua, an outstanding oath that he has to take. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.